Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Wednesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. XLAs are a popular topic nowadays, aren't they? We hear that term, experience level agreements, XLA. We hear that tossed around frequently. And to their credit, many organizations are trying to incorporate XLAs into how they do and what they do. But there's very little guidance out there. I've been through all of the mastering of the XLA courses, been a part of engagements doing that, worked with Bill and Alan from XLA Collab. Very smart guys. I know that content well. So it's always interesting to me to see how organizations put this into practice. But there's two things you should know about XLAs. One, they must be measurable. We must be able to measure experience. And I've seen some organizations put something into practice but never find any way to measure it. They say, how can we move forward without ever measuring it? And I say that, and I say it kind of confused, because I know an organization that was like, hey, we want to make sure that we have these XLAs to hold our vendors accountable, but we'll just do it by gut feel at the end of the year. No, we must have some way to measure it. That's number one. Number two, XLAs are only in the perspective of stakeholders. It's their experience that matters, not ours. If you think about how things are, we have to think that it's not our stake. It's not our experience. You can tell I get all worked up on this topic. So I go to a local barbecue restaurant often. When I say often, I walk in the door and it's like norm on Cheers. Imagine if the cooks, the pit masters, all those people in the back were the ones that say, I know what Jeffrey's experience is. I can measure it. That sounds kind of foolish, right? Who would be the people who can measure the experience of eating in that restaurant? I would say the people who eat in that restaurant. So who is it can establish the experience of consuming IT services? Well, the stakeholders of those IT services, including the consumers. So it has to be measurable, and it has to be stakeholder-centric. And it's 100% okay to incorporate XLAs in new ways. I mentioned earlier that I saw this and my eyes got big. My mouth stayed shut, thankfully, because in my years past, I would have said something. But I applaud these organizations for trying to put things into practice. It's the how that they're struggling. Recently, I was in a meeting with a very large service provider and a client, and they said they were going to use XLAs. My ears perked up. And they were just withholding money to hold the service provider hostage and then say, maybe we'll give it to them, maybe we won't. That's not really an XLA though, right? Because an XLA says we're measuring the experience of our consuming our services. We're measuring, and that's at a very high level, and we can break that down into experience, performance indicators. Think of KPIs, but for experience. Whether they're tied to service levels, whether they're tied to sentiment surveys, Let's tie everything together. And I can tell you this from experience and been through this once or twice or three times. This will not end well in this situation until they begin to measure it. It's going to create conflict. These expectations for the XLAs need to be set, need to be written down, need to be understood. And given that I'm so passionate about the topic, I'm working on something within ServiceNow to be able to address this. And if your organization wants to start incorporating XLAs, message me. I hope to have something in the marketplace very soon. Hope. You all know how hope is. But let's just recap. XLA should be measurable. They should be stakeholder-centric. They should be something that you can act on. When paired with a service provider, they should be something that the service provider understands what is expected and how they are expected to deliver. Not some ambiguity. And if your organization's wanting to go down this road, message me, contact me, hit me up. Be happy to talk to you. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. Have an awesome rest of your day. I hope you have a great day. I really do. Life's too short to have bad days, very often. I also ask that you follow our LinkedIn company page and let me know if there's something else we can help you with. Take care. Bye.